ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we have here in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Verse 43. Please repeat word by word. Tantu Krentanam Yat Na Abhadram Achara Tasmat Lokeshu Te Mudha Bhavet Brahmata Padam Tantu Kritanayanas Tantu Kritanayanas Tvam Tantu Kritanayanas Tvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Abhadram Acharapunaha Tasma Lokeshu Te Mudha Tasma Lokeshu Te Mudha Nabhave Brahmata Padam Nabhave Brahmata Padam Tantu Kaitanayanastvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Tasma Lokeshu Te Mudha Nabhave Brahmata Padam Tantu Kaitanayanastvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Tasma Lokeshu Te Mudha Nabhave Brahmata Padam Tantu Kritanayanastvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Tasma Lokeshu Te Mudha Nabhave Brahmata Padam Tanu Ketanayanastvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Tantu Ketanayanastvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Tasma Lokeshu Te Mudha Tasma Lokadamnam Vaishnavis Tantu Ketanayanastvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Tasma Lokeshu Te Mudha Nabhave Brahmata Padam Ketanayanastvam Abhadram Acharapunaha Tasmat Lokeshu Te Mudha na bhave brahmata padam tanukrita nayanasta abhadram achara punaha tasmad lokeshu te mudha na bhave brahmata padam. Tantu kirtana. Now please don't repeat because my English is very bad, so I try to speak my better, but no necessary to repeat. All mischief monger who has mercilessly separated my sons from me, yat, which, na, antuas, tuan, you, abhadram, an inauspicious thing, achara, have done, puna, again, tasmat, therefore, lokeshu, in all the planetary systems within the universe, te, of you, mudha, or rascal, not knowing how to act, na, not, bhave, there may be, brahmata, who are wandering, padam, in abode. Now we have translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Then translation, you have made me lose my sons once, and now you have again done the same inauspicious thing. Therefore, you are a rascal who does not know how to behave toward others. You may travel all over the universe, but I curse you to have no residence anywhere. Purport. Because Prajapati Daksha was a Grihamedhi who wanted to remain in household life, he thought that if Narada Muni could not remain in one place but had to travel all over the world, that would be a great punishment for him. Actually, however, such a punishment is a boon for a preacher. A preacher is known as Parivrajakacharya, an acharya, or teacher, who always travels for the benefit of human society. Prajapati Daksha cursed Narada Muni by saying that although he had the facility to travel all over the universe, he would never be able to stay in one place. In the Parampara system, from Narada Muni, I have also been cursed. Although I have many centers that would be suitable places of residence, I cannot stay anywhere, for I have been cursed by the parents of my young disciples. Since the Krishna consciousness movement was started, I have traveled all over the world for 2 or 3 times a year. And although I am provided comfortable places to stay wherever I go, I cannot stay anywhere for more than 3 days or a week. I do not mind this curse by the parents of my disciples, but now it is necessary that I stay in one place to finish another task, this translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. If my young disciples, especially those who have taken sannyasa, take charge of traveling all over the world, it may be possible for me to transfer the curse of the parents to these young preachers. Then I may sit down conveniently in one place for the work of translation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tantum kritana yanastvam abhadram achara punaha tasmad lokeshu te mudhana bhave brahmatapadam. You have made me lose my sons once, and now you have again done the same inauspicious thing. Therefore, you are a rascal who does not know how to behave toward others. You may travel all over the universe, but I curse you to have no residence anywhere. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshuram Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming for this Bhagavatam class. This is a greater opportunity, a big chance to have Prabhupada's association with his best, his purport and also his translations, his special translations for Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, the chapter, the fifth chapter, is coming to an end. And the title of the chapter is Narada Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha. And so, if we start this this verse, we can see that it is presenting the conclusion, the beginning of the conclusion of the chapter. The history here, where Narada Muni is cursed by Daksha. So we can think about the chapter and also about the verse, this verse, and we can see some points here. The main thing I can see is the position, the Daksha position, to have a force to curse Narada Muni. He was based on the philosophy Karmakanda, or the philosophy presented in Karmakanda, the section Karmakanda of the Vedas. But he couldn't understand Narada Muni's position. He couldn't understand that he was a spiritual master, a genuine spiritual master, and based on the philosophy of bhakti. So Daksha was a good boy, a good man. He was a Prajapati, but he was very responsible also. But he was suffering because his 11,000 sons changed their mind to follow Narada Muni and being disobedient to him, Daksha. Daksha asked them to do austerities in a lake, Narayana Sara, for the sake of after that time go to the society, to work in the society as he was doing. So but Narada Muni saw those 10,000 boys first, 10,000, then 1,000 more. So Narada Muni saw those boys, and of course he thought, it's a good team of brahmacharis, and I need them. I need them to my devotional service, to help me in my devotional service. So Narada Muni went there to Narayana Sara Lake and talked with them, bringing a philosophical proposition. And he told them, Kim Asat Karma Bhir Bhavet. He presented all his arguments, repeating always this philosophical proposition. Kim Asat Karma Bhir Bhavet. What is the benefit of non-eternal activities? What is the benefit? So, so the boys thought about the proposal of of Narada Muni, and and then decided to follow Narada Muni footsteps. Daksha first, don't mind very seriously with Narada Muni, but after the other group of 1,000 sons, Narada Muni became very angry. And this text now is the final of his speaking to Narada Muni, and this verse presents his curse to Narada Muni. I changed? Oh, sorry for changing. Of course, Daksha. Yes, Daksha became angry with Narada Muni. So, Prabhupada explains in his purport very beautifully. He said here that for a Grihamedi who wants to stay at home, such a punishment is very grave, but for a preacher is like a boon, because a preacher is fixed in the idea to propagate Harinama Sankirtan. So Narada Muni was based in the Bhakti message. He considered that for a devotee, for those who surrender unto Krishna's lotus feet, there is no obligation, there is no duty. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Karabhajana Muni tells Nini Maharaj, he said, Devarshi Bhutapta Ninam Pitrinam Nakinkaranayam Rini Charajam Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukunda Pariharitya Kartam. In this verse, Karabhajana Muni tells that one who surrenders to Mukunda, who is able to give liberation for everybody, he doesn't have any obligations with devas, the demigods, rishis, the sages, Bhuta, the ordinary living entities. apta, friends and relatives. Nenam, the human beings. Pitrinam, the forefathers. Kinkaro, the servants. Raja, the government. So he doesn't have any obligation with the society, in other words. So Narada Muni preached for Daksha's sons based on this philosophy, but Daksha saw the situation based on Karmakanda section of the Vedas. So he got very angry and cursed Narada Muni. Prabhupada says here that he also was cursed by the parents of his disciples. I don't know any case of cursing, of Prabhupada being cursing, but we know our parents don't like that we surrender to the movement and so surrender to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada had his determination to translate Srimad Bhagavatam and the scriptures to English to preach in the West, in all the world, in all over the world. So Prabhupada was very fixed in this, in his service, and in the final, here in the end of his purport, he says, "I do not mind this curse by the parents of my disciples, but now it is necessary that I stay in one place to finish another task," the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Unhappily, this didn't occur. Srila Prabhupada couldn't finish the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, but he presented Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he presented many other books as Bhagavad Gita as it is, and all 10 cantos in Srimad Bhagavatam with such incredible purports. And so Prabhupada did a very special service for the society and trained his disciples to go back home, back to Godhead, and also he is the acharya, he is the person who gave the example how to preach and how to live devotion in devotional service. And now we are in Mayapur Dham. This is Prabhupada's house, and we are living here, and we are here now, hearing his purports and worshiping his deities and doing service for the sacred Dhamma, because we are following Prabhupada's instructions, and we are have all benefit different from those who are following the fruitive activities and don't caring about devotional service. We have Srila Prabhupada, and here we have this his words and this purport. This chapter is coming to an end. We have just one verse more. When Sukadeva Goswami will have the word again, and he will speak to Parikshit Maharaj and finish the chapter. This is very interesting history, very interesting theme, and we can study it and get all benefit for our spiritual life. If you have any question or comments, please. Yes, Mataji. Sorry?
Hare Krishna. It's working? Yeah.
Yes.
Raj, we always hear that Krishna protects his devotees. Mm-hmm. So here it seems that either Krishna didn't protect Narada Muni from the curse, or that Krishna was happy with this curse. Can you explain?
Krishna is always protecting his devotees, even though his protection is different from our expectations. Narada Muni was based on another part of the scriptures. He was acting in a different way from Dakshin. Dakshin had his service to Krishna, and he was following Brahman's instructions. And Narada Muni is following also Brahma's instructions, but he is in the devotional line, bhakti. So he was protected, and all the society in those times was protected also. Narada Muni instructed many kings in the history. Dhruva Maharaj, Prachina Barhi Maharaj, Yudhisthira Maharaj also. So Narada Muni is very... not Yudhisthira, I make a mistake. So Narada Muni is very fixed in his service also. So he was protected by Krishna. Okay? Yes, Mats.
You see that Daksha, as you were mentioning, he saw the situation. Daksha saw the situation through Karmakanda.
Yeah.
And Narada Muni was fixing bhakti, you know, so he saw everything from the bhakti vision, or this is a chance to preach. So how can we, because we may be still in beginning stages of growing in our bhakti creeper, so how can we avoid seeing others or seeing the situation from a false perspective when we are not yet in a higher stage?
Sorry, for which, what? As perspective?
We see what we have inside, in other words. So how can we avoid seeing in others what is inside ourselves instead of seeing who are in front of us? No? How can we avoid reflecting our own consciousness into others?
Mm-hmm. It's a very good question. Thank you very much. This is not a very easy task. but we have to consider that we are Krishna's servant and also servants of our spiritual master and the disciple succession servants also. So we have to check our ideas with the idea of our spiritual master. We have Srila Prabhupada to compare our ideas. If our ideas are similar, are based on Prabhupada's instructions, so we can go on. But sometimes we have to stop to think about como se diz? Não, situação orgânica, assim. Our organic situation inside us, and then we have to stop this and thinking, comparing our ideas with Prabhupada's instructions. It's okay?
Queria só fazer um comentário. I'd like to make a comment about it. That in ISKCON we have the advantage that Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Yeah? We should see whatever we think that is right. We should check with also not only Shastra but Guru and Sadhu. So then we'll be sure that we are in the right path. That we will not commit any mistake in our dealings with others or with the philosophy also. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. So, you first, mother. You asked? Oh, no. She's right.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, my question is maybe similar to the first question, that how come that Karma Kandiya has power over a bhakta like Narada Muni, and he is able to curse him? How is that possible?
This is not the question. It's incredible that all these different parts of the Vedas are working together. There are people who is fit for a Karma Kanda stage, and others are fit for a Jnana Kanda stage, and others are ready to bhakti. So Narada Muni saw the Hariashwas and Sabalashwas, the sons of Daksha sons, he saw them as spiritual souls. So he preached directly bhakti, and they reflected about the question, the philosophical question, and se iluminaram. And they enlightened themselves, thank you, and followed Narada Muni's instructions. But no, it's not that we have to have just one way, because the people, the different persons are in different levels of consciousness. So they need to experience this como dizer, eles têm que experimentar essa oportunidade. They have to experience this part of his life. Narada Muni was cursed, and he could be freed from the curse, but he is a devotee, so he accepted the cursing and goes satisfied. Sorry for my English. sorry very much. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hi. Raj, a couple of things. One is that you have established and you are running the most successful residential adult education program in ISKCON for both South and North America, and if you like to tell us something about your project in Campina Grande. And second, since you're dealing with young adults and the verse, the whole situation deals with preaching with young adults, maybe you can tell something about your realizations of preaching to the youth or training the youth. How is it different, say, in the 70s and now?
Thank you. Kanteya, are you Kanteya?
Yeah, Maharaj, I'm still Kanteya.
We have an institute in Brazil. This institute is based on Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhava curriculum, and we offer these courses for young people who want to stay in our ashram for more or less 1 year, 9 months, and we try to give them the chance to study systematically Prabhupada's books. It's a very interesting program. It's in Portuguese language, but we have sometimes people from other countries in Latin America who speak Spanish comes to our institute also. The idea is that those young people who can't, especially those who are devotees, children, sons and daughters of devotees, before going to the university or going to work in the society as everybody does, they can have an experience with Prabhupada's books, studying and also practicing Krishna Bhakti in the ashram. We have a temple in the urban community with 30 families living near the university campus in our city. And then we have a temple, a small temple, with big deities, Mahaguranitai. And then the devotees come and stay there for, spend 9 months there studying and practicing Krishna consciousness with us. We have had more or less 200 students in 14 years. And they are in many parts of the world working for Krishna. Here we have Sri Janavi in the school, the international school, and many others around the world serving as pujaris, as managers in Bhakti Vriksha project, Namahatta project, and Kirtan Fest, and many Sankirtan, book distribution, many different services in several parts of the world. What can I say? The young people is our successors. Our successors. We are getting old people, and we have to be merciful with them, to giving them a chance to study and to practice devotional service and to serve Prabhupada, to learn how to love Prabhupada. The second generation had the chance to, the first and the second generation had the chance to serve and to love Prabhupada, to learn how to love Prabhupada. But we are coming to the third generation, and they are not living close to temples. So the children are involved in the society, studying in Karmic schools. So they don't hear very much about Prabhupada. They don't go to Guru Puja daily, Prabhupada's Guru Puja daily. So we have to be attentive, because we can lose these people, and we have to serve them, to invite them to come close us. This is what I'm doing. It's very difficult to express this in English. I try to explain the philosophy, because I study in English, so it's a little more easy. But for explain these things with comments, it's not very easy for me. So thank you very much. We have to go to the program. Chandan Yatra, we have time. Do you want to ask? Since the microphone.
Hare Krishna. My voice is gone. But I have the experience to do the course Bhakti Shastri in Brazil, and it's an amazing experience, because sometimes the parents of devotees, they think that they grow naturally, they will go in Krishna consciousness naturally, they don't have to explain anything, because they follow the process since really young. They pay obeisance at the temple, the first time that the kid pay obeisance, he's just following the dad. The dad pay obeisance and he look at them and just bend. And then because the father is really happy or the mother, they just follow every time. But many of the kids, when they grow, they don't know why they are doing it. We do, but why? What is the feeling, what is the sentiment that we put in it? We don't know. And the parents, they don't understand that. Because for them it's naturally. They study, they join ISKCON. They want you to do because they want it. Understand what I mean? Then I think the devotee children, they need to join ISKCON. It's a second process of to grow in Krishna consciousness. It's not natural. Sorry to break the expectation of the parents here, but we have to know Prabhupada in a different way. It's not only our granddad that we love him because he's the dad of my parents, but because I love him, because he gave this knowledge to us. All the sacrifice that he did, what was the vision that he had with a few rupees in a pocket in America. Then we don't know. We watch classes since really young, but it's really difficult for us to really understand just hearing. We have to study. And I think this was the institute gave us. He gives us the opportunity to go deep in Krishna consciousness and practice the ashram life as brahmacharis and brahmacharinis. And we can deal with each other based on Krishna consciousness with love and trust. I think this is the most amazing thing. I think it was the best year of my life. I'm not doing advertisement here, but it's just the truth. It was amazing, and I'm really happy. Here we have a brahmachari that he serves Japatak Maharaj, he also did the course. And we have in Chile a musician, we have, and Jai Gaurang is always traveling distributing books. It's just so good when you come on Facebook, we have the network, and we see, oh, this, we studied together like 8 years ago, oh, this, and we see that the knowledge is kept on our heart, and I think it's always a good memory. I always love to talk about the course. I couldn't hold myself. Well, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Come to you for this year, the group of this year, we are beginning in July, and you are trying to finish it here in India for February and March, ending here for Guru Purnima with 20 students for the next Guru Purnima here. We are. Hare Krishna, thank you very much and forgive my English. Hare Bol.